here's a story from The World.
Opening up the economy and managing coronavirus infections is a tough balancing act. We're learning that lesson here in the U.S. with spiking infection rates in a number of states. In Iran, an early hotspot for the virus, authorities decided to open things up after 4 months of emergency lockdown. What followed has also been a big spike in infections. The World's Shirin Jafari reports.
Salome Zarandinia is a makeup artist in Iran. Back in March, she was well on her way to realizing her long-time dream.
I always wanted to open up my own beauty salon, she tells me in a call from Tehran.
For years, she'd saved up money to start her own business. She'd even picked the name, Audrey, after her favorite actress, Audrey Hepburn.
متاسفانه اتفاقی که افتاد به محض اینکه من قرار داده سالونم رو امضا کردم سه روز بعدش
3 days after Zarandinia signed the lease on her new salon, the country went into lockdown.
دیگه خلاصه خیلی مشکلات داشتم.
She says it felt like the rug had been pulled from under her feet. Iran reported its first cases back in February. By the end of March, it recorded more than 3,000 new infections in a single day. Dr. Pooya Payandemir is the head of emergency care at Sina Hospital in Tehran. He says the lockdown might have come late, but it did save lives.
We had a few number of patients during past months. We had daily one or two patients most.
In April, he says, the number of new cases went down. So his hospital started to dismantle the coronavirus triage section. But he suspected it wasn't over.
Opening of a routine activity of citizens and opening the jobs and shops and restaurants and everything else, it causes people to be in the city again without keeping away from each other. And the protective policies are not respected that much.
But for Salome Zarandinia, the makeup artist, the reopening was good news. After 4 months of waiting, she could finally open her salon. She was nervous at first. What if somebody got sick, she wondered.
یعنی مثلا روزی سه تا مشتری کلن با فاصله خیلی زیاد می گرفتیم.
She says she takes safety precautions seriously, requires everyone to wear masks, wash their hands before and after each client. It's a lot of work to survive as a business in this pandemic, she says. For example, the other day, a client called her to ask how she's going to disinfect the lipstick she's going to be using on her. We never apply lipstick directly, she told her. We use a spatula just once and disinfect it if we need to use it again. But even if businesses are cautious, Iran has seen a dramatic spike in cases. Mahdiyar Saidian is a physician and medical activist in the city of Mashhad. He says ICU beds are filling up again, ventilators are working full speed, and the numbers are not good. According to Iran's health ministry, infections in the first week of June jumped 50% compared to the week before. Saidian says healthcare workers are exhausted. He says he knows of at least 135 health workers who have died of COVID-19 and about 4,000 who have contracted the virus. And there's another worrying trend. Last week, an anesthesiologist posted a video on social media claiming that relatives of a coronavirus patient attacked and beat him badly. Dr. Saidian says people are on edge, and Iran is not even close to the end of this pandemic. Pooya Payandemir, the doctor in Tehran, tells me it's unlikely that things will fully get back to normal anytime soon.
We are dealing with a situation that will last for 1 or 2 years. As you can see, there is no magic medication to wipe away the illness.
Just because everyone is exhausted, he says, doesn't mean this global pandemic is over. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.